Welcome to this episode of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Jennifer Smithson with the Child and Family Center. Today I'm sitting with Gail Horton, who is a teacher at the Vanderbilt Child and Family Center, and she's going to talk to us about what finally made her decide to quit smoking.
What age did you start smoking?
I started smoking at about age 17. Probably about the 11th grade of high school.
What made you start smoking?
Peer pressure. Hanging out with friends and trying to be with the in crowd. Wanting to be grown.
About how long were you a smoker?
I smoked for about 25 years.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So what made you finally decide that you're not going to smoke anymore?
My son, actually, my baby, who was Darius, which is 12 years old, actually came to me and started telling me, "Mom, do you know that cigarettes," he was learning a lot about it, smoking in school, and "do you know that cigarettes could kill you and that you could die?" And I never will forget, I had a half of a cigarette, and I said, "Well, okay, Darius, after I finish smoking this cigarette, I won't smoke anymore." And I turned back around and looked at my son, and he had these crocodile tears in his eyes, and he looked at me and said, "Mommy, please stop smoking." And it broke my heart. Now, I went home, and I smoked that half a cigarette, and that was March 10th. 2005. I went home and I smoked that last cigarette, and I never picked up another cigarette after that. It was just seeing him crying, because it was a possibility that he could lose his mom from smoking, you know? And so that really encouraged me to stop.
Is there any other advice or tips that you have for other people that's struggling with quitting smoking to maybe help them be successful at it?
It was really one of the hardest things that I had to conquer. Of course, we know nicotine is very addictive. And if you have never tried it, I would give advice to never try it. You know, if you don't let other people's decisions rub off on you. And also, for people that smoke, I slowly cut back. I didn't use any patches. I just slowly cut back on smoking. And it had gotten to the place, like I said, I was down to like one a day. And when I would come to work here, being here at Vanderbilt, you couldn't smoke. I would go to my car at lunchtime, smoke half a cigarette. Well, if I can smoke half a cigarette all day, then that's time to quit, you know? So it's just to really start cutting back, and then slowly, you know, it happens. But you do have to be strong, and exercise is also a good part. Walking, get out and kind of get that smoke out of your lungs and just kind of walk. And so that kind of helped me.
Thanks for joining us today. We'd like to hear from you, especially if you have a question or topic you'd like to hear on the podcast. Contact us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Also, check us out on our website at www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.